A renewed effort to get people vaccinated is underway not only in Arkansas, but across the country and in Oklahoma. This morning, we talked with Dr. Douglas Drevets, an infectious disease expert at the University of Oklahoma, about work to make sure people there know the vaccines are safe and readily available.
Most states are offering vaccinations to all adults, and I believe that according to the presidential notation, by April 16th, all states will be doing that.
There are some people that are still hesitant, and we have some specific populations that might be more hesitant in general than others. What can you tell folks to assure them that getting vaccinated is not only safe, but the right thing to do?
There are a lot of reasons to get vaccinated. I guess the things that I would tell folks are, you know, first of all, I've been an infectious diseases physician for over 30 years. You know, I'm in an academic practice. I teach. I do research. And so I hope that I have folks' confidence in this arena. Secondly, I would say, you know, I've been vaccinated. My wife has been vaccinated. My mother, who lives in a long-term care facility and a memory care facility, has been vaccinated. I have advocated vaccines for my family and friends. So I'm doing what I ask other people to do. There is also huge amounts of data coming both from the U.S. and internationally on how safe and how effective these vaccines are. Many people may know that the country of Israel has been very forward with vaccinating their population. The data coming out of Israel are put together in millions of people, and they are just astounding at how effective the vaccine is at not only preventing symptomatic infection, but also at preventing asymptomatic carriage. And then there are studies all over the world, again, showing that each of the vaccines is effective at preventing serious illness, preventing death and hospitalizations. And, you know, in the United States, we have vaccinated, I think, over 150 million individuals have been vaccinated. In Oklahoma, we are well over a million. And I suspect the same is true in Arkansas. So many of your friends, your neighbors, perhaps even your healthcare professionals that you go see have also been vaccinated. And nobody is growing a third head. You know, we're still walking, talking, and, you know, doing our jobs. So I hope to be able to give people confidence.
In Arkansas, we have now nearly 50% of people 65 and older, those who are among the most vulnerable to COVID-19, vaccinated. Another 19% of those 65 and older partially vaccinated. I guess some people might think, well, look, the most vulnerable, those 65 and over, those with comorbidities, yes, they need to get vaccinated, but you know, I'm in my 20s or 30s, and it's not as bad for me. Why should I get vaccinated? How would you respond to that?
Well, first of all, even though folks are at low risk, that doesn't mean that folks are at no risk. And now what is being seen in places like Michigan and I think upper states of in New England, you know, that many people over the age of 65 have been vaccinated, and so now it's folks under the age of 65 who are the ones who are being the predominantly the ones who are getting hospitalized. So even though the folks are at low risk, there is not no risk. Even with vaccine and natural infection going through the community to provide herd immunity, so to speak, I think it's important for people who are at even low risk themselves to not only think about their own health, but think about the health of the community, because you don't know who you're going to be around. There are people in your own peer group, perhaps, who are immune suppressed, who have risk factors for severe COVID that you may not know of. And so with these respiratory viruses, people don't give consent, in a sense, to get infected by your breath. You breathe and other people get infected. And you really never know what's going on in somebody else's life. Thirdly, you know, it's eventually you may want to go to a place, you may want to travel, particularly internationally, where vaccine coverage is not so good. And then you would be putting yourself at more risk, as well as putting other people in the community at risk where you're, say, a tourist or a traveler or perhaps working overseas. So I see lots and lots of upside to getting vaccination, and there's very, very little on the downside. It's inconvenient. It will give you a sore shoulder. Oftentimes, if you get the mRNA vaccine, the second one really makes you feel ill for a day or two. You can be fatigued, but then you're done with it. So I think the downsides are low, the upsides are high. And at the end of the day, with all of these public health type measures, it is a risk-benefit ratio. And so even with folks who are in various low-risk health groups, so to speak, there is still a positive risk-benefit ratio for them to get the vaccine.
If you're trying to convince someone who is skeptical for whatever reason, be it political, cultural, or whatever, and let's say I do not have an infectious disease expert with me to back me up, are there any tips you have for what lay people can say to other lay people that you haven't already explained to us to urge and encourage people to get vaccinated?
Yes, a few of the tips are, first of all, be sympathetic and try to understand where they're coming from. And obviously, you want to listen and hear what they're saying. Number two, you do not want to be pejorative or talking down to people. You also don't want to shame them in a sense and tell them, you know, they're a bad person and egocentric and selfish by not doing that. So I think it's important to have sympathy for people's positions, even if they're not the same ones that you have, and try to understand where they're coming from. Thirdly, everybody can educate themselves about the positive aspects of the vaccine. The information, particularly good information, is out there. The CDC website has a lot of data, a lot of good information. The National Institutes of Health has good information. And there are many others that are doing that. Many national media outlets, such as Wall Street Journal, New York Times, depending on what you like to read, has good information on it. So we can all be educated. Lastly, I would say that, you know, bottom line is it is safe, it is effective, and that it has been studied. The initial phase 3 studies were done in tens of thousands of people, and now the vaccine has been given to tens of millions of people. So there is a huge body of evidence showing how effective they are. And, you know, it's tough to convince somebody who doesn't want to be convinced. And sometimes it's going to take a kind of a personal episode, a personal contact with the vaccine, the loss of a loved one, to really get them to open their eyes. So I have sympathy for people who have questions, and I understand that. It's natural for people to have questions. So we need to listen to them and give them the best evidence possible. And at the end of the day, it's up to them.
Dr. Douglas Drevets is an infectious disease expert at the University of Oklahoma and a representative of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. He spoke with us this morning about efforts to encourage people to become vaccinated across the country, in Oklahoma, and in Arkansas.